Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 100 anti-trans bills have been introduced in state legislatures in the U.S. this year, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Many would bar transgender young people from competing in sports with the gender of their identity. In Colorado, that right for transgender kids is already enshrined in law, but some families of trans kids say they still feel vulnerable because of the current political climate and their new representative in Congress. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports.
Back in March, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert spoke to a packed saloon in the small western Colorado city of Montrose. She hit all the talking points she ran on, guns and God and Trump. And she added something that was not a part of her platform until recently, transgender kids, though she never used those words.
How many girls will lose out on their scholarship because they're outplayed by a boy?
Boebert is talking about the Equality Act. It's under consideration right now in the U.S. Senate. If passed, it would keep someone from being fired or denied housing because they're gay or transgender. It would also allow trans athletes to compete with the gender they identify with, as opposed to the one assigned to them at birth. And it's that last part that's become a rallying cry for some Republicans, including Boebert. Here she is in late February.
Will Joe Biden tell the parents of the girl who gets her skull crushed how fair that is? And will Nancy Pelosi please explain to our daughters why boys pretending to be girls are leering at them in the girls' locker room?
I played some of those comments for 17-year-old Tyler White. He's an athlete and transgender.
I'm not sure that she knows a lot of what she's saying.
White lives in Grand Junction, in Boebert's sprawling, mostly rural district. He runs boys' track and is trying out for lacrosse.
I don't know how much research she's done, and I would just like to show her my humanity and be like, we're just humans.
Boebert did not respond to several requests for comment on the story. But former Olympian Eli Bremmer agrees with Boebert that the Equality Act could dismantle girl sports. Bremmer, who used to be a county chair for the Republican Party in Colorado, says parents have told him they're scared their cisgender daughters will be forced to compete against trans girls. And that's not all.
You know, what's going to happen if an individual says, gee, I can't make it as a man, and the protections aren't there, so they say I'll identify as a woman and get a scholarship and get into a college that way, and my daughter doesn't get into college because of that?
There's no evidence that has ever happened. But Bremmer says it could, and he believes the Equality Act sets the stage for it.
I think it's utterly naive to think that if there are loopholes built in, if people perceive loopholes and perceive some sort of advantage, that at some point you won't have people that want to take advantage of that.
But Mara Kiesling wants to know,
what would happen to that guy if he did that?
Kiesling is a trans woman and the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality. She says technically, yes, a man could lie and change his gender identity to compete against women. But what would he accomplish?
He may have the gold medal, but it would be such a disgrace, it wouldn't matter. Nobody would do that.
There have been a few examples of transgender athletes excelling in sports on a world stage. In 2019, a trans weightlifter won 2 golds and a silver at the Pacific Games. That same year, a trans cyclist set her 2nd world record for her age group at the Masters Track Cycling World Championships. In the history of the Olympics, there's no evidence a trans athlete has ever competed, even though they've been allowed to since 2004. Christina, a mom to a trans child in Boebert's district, says this is not about sports for her congresswoman. We're not using her last name to protect her child's identity. She says when Boebert talks about boys leering at girls in locker rooms, she's trying to stoke fear about the trans community.
I just would like for her to understand that her words matter and it will negatively impact my innocent child. I know if people met us and met my child, like, they would see that there's nothing to be afraid of and that these people are valid.
This year alone, 5 states have banned trans girls from competing in girls' sports. They include Arkansas, which also passed a sweeping law barring any kind of gender-affirming care for trans youth. Anti-trans legislation has been introduced in more than 30 states. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.